From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now, here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 76. Rob Parker.
Welcome into another edition of Inside the Parker. I'm your host, Rob Parker, and what a show we have for you this week. We're going to talk with Gary Sheffield Jr. That's right, Gary Sheffield's son. He drops by, talks about his dad not getting into the Hall of Fame and some other baseball stuff. Can't wait for that. Plus, we'll do Getting Rob, plus Why Baseball is Better, that and much more. Let's go.
Batter up!
To lead off, it's Getting Robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball. Number one.
As you know, the big news on Wednesday was Tom Brady finally decided to hang it up after 23 NFL seasons, 45 years old, seven Super Bowls, and we know all that. But how does this relate to us here at Baseball and Inside the Parker? It's interesting because Tom Brady and the Patriots were caught up in cheating scandals, and somehow, some way, it doesn't seem to stick to Tom Brady as it does to baseball players. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, all these other guys, there's more that were all caught up in the steroid era. They didn't get into the Hall of Fame. You know, their careers are basically, tarnished, tainted, whatever you want to use. And somehow, Brady escapes it. I mean, is it the football writer? Do people not really care? Do people not care about the Pro Football Hall of Fame? What is it? Because the Patriots got caught in Spygate, where they were recording teams' signals, defensive signals, which is huge because that would help a quarterback, wouldn't it? If they know what kind of defense that they're running. Yeah, I think it would. That would help Brady. People said, well, Brady had nothing to do with it. That's Bill Belichick. Well, that intel helps Brady. Also, he was suspended for four games for Deflategate. You remember that? He got suspended for Deflategate because he was having the ball boys take air out of the balls. And then they did not meet NFL specifications. And people said, that's no big deal. What do you care about a football or whatever? There's a reason that you have to have a certain air pressure in it. And everybody needs to play with the same ball. I mean, can we be honest? And somehow that escapes them. Don't forget, the Patriots again got caught cheating in Cincinnati where they're recording. They said they were doing a documentary, but they were also recording Cincinnati's defensive signals. Another time they were caught up. Josh McDaniels, who was a Patriots guy, got basically fired in Denver for cheating. All I'm saying is, when you tell the story of Tom Brady and you want to go out there, make sure you include everything like you do with the baseball players. Just be fair, be honest, be accurate. Don't gloss over the cheating parts for Brady and the Patriots, and make sure that every time you mention Bonds or you mention Clemens, front and center, you're going to talk about that those guys had some sort of, you know, juice issue, and neither one of them. Here's the big takeaway. Bonds and Clemens never got busted by baseball or ever got suspended, and Brady got suspended by the NFL. How ironic is that? Anyway, it just tells you that people care more about baseball and its Hall of Fame and stats than it does about the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Number two.
The Dodgers got some more pitching help in the fall. Tony Gonsolin has agreed to a new two-year contract deal through 2024. Gonsolin, as you remember, had the best season of his career in 2022, finished a career-low 2.14 ERA, and went 16-1. Did you hear me? 16-1 in 24 starts. Good luck if he can repeat that. But he had a tremendous season, earned his first All-Star appearance. And we know the Dodgers need pitching. And there was a chance to grab back Trevor Bauer to add to the rotation. And instead, the Dodgers decided that they would not do that and instead pay $22, $23 million for him to go away. So Tony Gonsolin signs a two-year, $6.65 million deal to avoid arbitration. Gonsolin was the only player the Dodgers hadn't come to an agreement during the arbitration process. So good that he's in the fold now. And if you're a Dodger fan, you have to be happy that Tony is back and will be in that rotation, because they will need pitching if they want to win the NL West and dethrone, may I say, the San Diego Padres, who have a tremendous rotation. And the Dodgers need, obviously, Gonsolin, who wasn't going anywhere, but they get a deal done before arbitration.
Number three.
Former All-Star center fielder Dexter Fowler has thrown in the towel, retiring after 14 big league seasons. He announced it on social media this past Tuesday. Quote, "It's here. I'm hanging up my cleats," he wrote. Don't forget, Fowler is now 36 years old, played for five teams in his career. And if you remember, he burst onto the national scene 2015, 2016 as the leadoff man for the Cubs. Fowler was a catalyst, too, to help them when they won their first World Series in 108 years. Fowler had a career-high 393 on-base percentage in 2016, which helped him land a five-year, $82.5 million contract with the St. Louis Cardinals before the 2017 season. He was a good guy in baseball, good player, and he decides to call it quits after 14 years in the big leagues. Good, and he'll have a bright future in his career after baseball. He's bright, he's smart, he can talk about the game. So we expect to see Dexter Fowler around, not fade into the sunset.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, now let's welcome into the podcast Gary Sheffield Jr., a baseball content creator, and of course, the son of Gary Sheffield, the man who got my Baseball Hall of Fame vote, because once you get 500 home runs in my book, you should be heading to Cooperstown. Hey, Gary, welcome into the podcast. We appreciate you.
Rob, first off, thank you for having me. And any person who's got my dad on the ballot and nobody else is a friend of ours.
No doubt. He earned it. He earned it. And it was great. You know, your dad and I were in Detroit together at the same time. I was a columnist for a paper, and he was playing for the Tigers during it. And we got to really spend some time around each other. So I always appreciate your dad and his ability. How disappointing was it for you that he didn't get in this time?
You know, honestly, I feel like my dad is a Hall of Fame baseball player without the recognition of the writers. And of course, you being a voter, and it means a ton to us. I didn't feel like anyone voting or failing to vote for my dad was this validation that people make it seem like it is. And my dad, he played the game the right way. He never had some long contract that he didn't feel like he had to earn. He played his baseball career like people wanted players to show up and play like. And he always waited for hours and hours, signing autograph after autograph for the kids and all that stuff. So when people talk about the greatest baseball players of all time, you know, some of it doesn't even have to do with what you do between the lines. Some of it is what you do, you know, in the parking lot. And my dad always took time for the fans, which people forget. Without the fans, baseball is a hobby. So no. My dad never took that for granted, and I want people to remember that, whether my dad makes it or not.
Yeah, I mean, his numbers are incredible, his longevity, and the argument, you know, for me is your dad was a star from day one, you know what I mean, when he started in Milwaukee as a third baseman. I mean, he made an impact right away. Had a long career. I always loved that he walked more than he struck out. How many players could say that in their major league career? Not many.
Maybe Tony Gwynn and Ted Williams.
Right. I mean, that tells you what class he's in and what ability he had, which was amazing. Tell me about, do you have a moment or a situation that you remember that sticks out the most when you were growing up and you realized, you know, my dad's a big time player. Like, do you have that kind of moment?
I just think there's plenty, but I think some of the moments stuck out the most to me is playing through injury. And I used to hang out in the locker room all the time, and my dad would come into his locker, and I'd be sitting there, and we'd have a conversation, and he'd look at me and say, I can't play right now, or I'm not ready to play. And he always found a way to be there for his teammates. And that mattered to me, and it should matter to the fans. It should matter to the Riders. And mainly all those fans who came every day to watch my dad, it's the reason you saw him out there for basically every day. And you see a lot of players today, whether they have three or four good days in a row, and then they take a day off on a Sunday, where people drive hours and hours to see their favorite players. My dad always made a conscious effort to get on the field and just be present. And to me, there was so much value in that. Like, whether or not I was going to play baseball, just seeing that example of being there every day to do your job and being a professional, my dad took it as serious as anybody.
Our guest is Gary Sheffield Jr., of course, son of Gary Sheffield and a baseball content creator. Let's talk about baseball here. And Aaron Judge had a historic season last year, 61 home runs, all-time American League record. And a lot of people, of course, Shohei Ohtani, and what he was able to do. Many people thought he was the MVP. It didn't happen that way. The Riders got it right, at least in my mind. Judge had a bigger impact and was bigger on the Yankees winning. And, of course, the Angels were out of it in May. Where were you on that? Some people think that Shohei's still the guy, but I thought Judge was Judge claimed at least last year to be the face of the game last year.
Yeah, and I can understand both sides of the argument. For me, Aaron Judge was the MVP 2 months before the season ended. And the reason I said that was I always felt like Aaron Judge was playing in competitive baseball games. He was in the middle of a pennant race. Everybody understood his performance, for the most part, was going to take the Yankees to where they needed to go. And that's very different than what Shohei Ohtani was doing in Anaheim. So if I'm looking at Shohei, what he's doing is incredible. He's probably will go down as the greatest baseball player to ever live, of course, if there's some longevity there. But Aaron Judge, in terms of narrative and competitiveness of the games that he's involved in, I always felt like most valuable players have to be a part of winning in some way, shape, or form. And for me, Aaron Judge was the ultimate winner in 2022, and there was no one else to go with.
And let me say this. Your dad played for the New York Mets and played in New York, and he knows what it's like, and for the Yankees, right? Both.
Right.
And he knows what it's like to play there. That's a pressure cooker. And Judge was able to perform in that pressure cooker. But were you surprised that he – because it looked like he might be going to San Francisco. He's from the Bay Area. When he had a chance to sign a new free agent contract, the Padres swooped in at the last minute, offered him $400 million to come to San Diego. But he chose to stay with the Yankees in the Bronx. Were you surprised by that or not?
You know, I felt like it was a 50-50 deal. But in my mind, Aaron Judge, he wanted to be a part of winning. He wanted to have that Derek Jeter-like resume. Maybe you don't have as many hits or as many clutch hits in the postseason, but I want to be there to either sink or swim. And in my mind, New York was this ultimate mirror. And people call it pressure, but I call it a mirror. You're going to see who you really are in New York City. You can't hide in New York. If you have a great day, people are going to talk about it. If you stink, you need to be able to talk to the media, say, I stunk, and show up the next day ready to play with confidence. If you don't have that, you're going to struggle in New York. You saw it with Joey Gallo, where he likes to hit, you know, maybe you can hit two home runs one day, go 0-for-5 2 days in a row, and then people show up cheering the next day. That's not New York City. New York City is land of accountability. And when I saw just the way Aaron Judge has been handling himself in terms of his charisma and his accountability with the media, I knew he was a great fit for New York, and I always felt like if he was here for 15, 20 years, that we might be talking about a first-ballot Hall of Famer.
No doubt. I think you're spot on with Aaron Judge. There's some great players out there. Who's your favorite player right now? I mean, Mookie Betts is phenomenal with the Dodgers. There's a ton of players. Who do you like to watch play these days?
Oh, this is an easy answer for me. This is Julio Rodriguez in Seattle. And when I'm looking at this guy, I'm looking at a player who can bring excitement to the game of baseball the way that Ken Griffey Jr. did. And of course, we might not be looking at as great of a player, but we want people to bring fun into the game of baseball. And when you're talking about a young kid who's involved in the Home Run Derby, he performs well at the Derby. He's stealing bases. He's legging out triples, scoring from first base on balls in the gap. That's what kids pay to see. That's what kids show up early to see. And I just hope Major League Baseball does what they're supposed to do in terms of marketing this young talent. Because if they do this the right way, we're talking about a sea of young players and young people all around the world trying to be Julio Rodriguez. And that's a great thing for this game.
No doubt. I think baseball's heading in the right direction. There's been a lot. Last year was a record year for streaming baseball. That was a good sign because, you know, that's something younger people do, right? Stream,
right.
Not older people. So the numbers were the best that baseball's had. His name is Gary Sheffield Jr. Gary, we're appreciated. We'll get you back on the podcast throughout the season, my man. Thank you for your insight. And thanks for your words about your dad, because I do believe he belongs in the Hall of Fame. He has my vote every year as long as he's on the ballot. And I hope that some of these other writers will eventually change their minds and realize the talent that your dad was.
Well, first off, both Sheffields here, we would like to thank you, first off, for your vote. And just the recognition of what he did. And absolutely anytime you want to have me on the show, I'm down.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
He's out. Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA. And it isn't even close.
Reason number 99 why Major League Baseball is better than the NBA and NFL. They get it. Don't always go to the same old, and a perfect example was Marlins star Jazz Chisholm is on the cover of the MLB The Show 23. He's going to be moved to the outfield this year. He was playing second base, and he has a lot of flair and swag and the eye-catching fashion and different color hairstyles and all kinds of stuff. And he's a pretty good player as well. He had an injury-shortened season last year, batted .254, 14 home runs in 60 games. But I'll say this, he is fun to watch. He's one of those guys. And instead of going to the same old, Mike Trout, you could have put on a cover. Aaron Judge, obviously, you could have put on a cover. He just set the all-time record in American League for home runs. But instead, they did something different. And I like this. And baseball needs to do more of this. Jazz Chisholm, who was born in the Bahamas, is a fantastic young player. And it's good to see MLB The Show do something different this time rather than the standard of just going for the biggest and best. This time they went for the most colorful. In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.